Say the words climate change, and the first thing that might come to mind is melting polar ice caps. That's an accurate image, but of course climate change affects the entire planet. Scientists say the rising tides from all that melting ice has to go somewhere, and some Michigan State University students are watching one remote part of the world that's starting to see some effects. Current State's Kevin Lavery is here to talk about this unique study program. Kevin, this research is being done far from any ice caps.
Yes, climatologically, it's about as far as you can get. 14 MSU undergraduate students are in Fiji right now studying the impacts of climate change. Just a quick geography lesson here. Fiji is about 1,100 miles northeast of New Zealand. This course is led by two MSU graduate research assistants, Alex Killian and Tracy Swem. Both are with the MSU Fisheries and Wildlife Program. It turns out this is MSU's first ever student-led study abroad program. So I called Alex Killian at 3 p.m. our time, which was 7 a.m. the next day in Fiji. And of course, I asked him the obvious question, how's the weather?
It's warm and damp. Everybody's a little wet still. It's hard to keep your clothes dry here.
Is that normal for Fiji in May?
Yes, it is. Yeah. We're on the east side of the main island. And a couple times every day, it rains just for a little bit.
That is why you're there, of course, is to study climate change. And I understand this program you're running, Alex, is a first for Michigan State University. It's the first student-led overseas study program. I'm intrigued about how you put it together and how did you decide to study in Fiji?
Yeah, well, first, it was just a great opportunity presented by MSU-FCU and Rhonda Crackle at the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources at MSU. And the first, it was just a contest. So graduate students from across the college had an opportunity to submit a proposal. And Tracy Swem and I really wanted to create a program that allowed a diverse group of students from all different majors across the university to come together and problem solve with something that's extremely important for our generation, with climate change. And I think we chose Fiji because it's an extremely remote, low-lying, relatively poor country. And they have this really interesting gradient of people that still rely extremely heavily on the land for their food and their safety. But at the same time, some of these other islands are extremely sophisticated. So right now I'm in the capital, Suva. It's about a population of 150,000, and they're extremely modern. Right? If I can talk to you on the phone right now, I have internet connection. And cruise ships come in through here about every other day. So it's really important to show the students that gradient of that people still are relying on the land, but at the same time, there's these countries are still trying to develop and to show them how climate change affects both of those different areas.
Climate change is something that we have been discussing and arguing over for a couple of decades now. It has moved away from being an academic argument, to be sure. How are you already seeing firsthand the effects of climate change in Fiji? You hinted upon how it's a good laboratory. What do you see around you?
So we stayed in a traditional village for the first week there. And for the past 2 years, they've been experiencing a harsh drought. And so this has been affecting their root crops and, you know, their main source of food here. And what those local people then have to rely on are them to fish more for protein. So what they're actually doing is overfishing some of these areas that should be protected. So their day-to-day is, you know, if they can't eat, they don't really have a choice but to exploit maybe some of these resources a little bit more compared to back home in Lansing or Michigan, where we get all of our food at a supermarket. We don't really think about these more extreme weather events and how they affect us directly.
Are the rising sea levels, and I'm going to assume also water temperatures, affecting the quantity of the fisheries?
Yes, it is. And the village that we stayed at, they saw that directly. So with the rising sea levels and as well as just the warming temperatures, that's going to affect the coral and then indirectly then the fish that rely on that coral. And so right now we have some fisheries students were very interested. So they had a chance to sit down with some of those fishermen that go out spearfishing every day and to start to collect data and information about the fish that they're catching, how big those fish are, how healthy they are, and hopefully be able to start a new project about how those changes are developing over time, and hopefully we'll be able to link those someday to climate change and help them to be able to manage their resources a little bit better.
We're talking with Alex Killian, a graduate student from Michigan State University in the Fisheries and Wildlife Program. He is co-directing an overseas study abroad program looking at climate change in Fiji. How dire are the sea levels there, Alex? I remember reading a few years ago about the island nation of Maldives, which is off the southern coast of India. Most of that country is only about 5 feet above sea level. The capital city has sea walls to protect it from the water, but that's not really practical for the rest of the country. And that country is quickly heading toward some dire days ahead as the water levels rise. Is that also on the way for Fiji?
I believe so, yes. And the problem with that is that a lot of these larger all-inclusive resorts that when you think of, you know, postcard Fiji, all of those are right on the coastline. And so in the years to come, you have to start thinking about how sustainable are those practices and those businesses. You know, do we need to start moving those back up further? And then how, if sea level does affect those, how does that then affect the economy of Fiji and everybody else that relies on it? The last village that we were staying at, and one of the more remote islands, it wasn't direct, but with the sea level rising and the tides changing, coastal erosion was extremely evident, and we had a chance to help replant some trees there and hopefully make a difference. But I think the more remote islands are experiencing the sea level rise a lot more than some of the larger ones.
It sounds like you're being received pretty well by the Fijians there. But I'm wondering if there is a perception, even among some people, that here you are an American. Now, it's not your fault in particular, Alex, I realize that, but you're from the developed world. And I wonder if there is a feeling that, well, it's people like you who created this global climate change problem in the first place.
Of course, and that's something that we briefed our students on before we went, that we can't go in there with this kind of crusader attitude that we're going to come here and change all these problems when really we're the ones producing them, right? We are the ones producing the most CO2. And you go back and you go to these villages where, you know, they don't have electricity, they don't have any cars, they're living in these small huts, catching their food each day. And then we're going to come here and tell them how to live. And I think what the students have begun to realize is that we're learning from them, that we have these educational opportunities, and we have lots of data and all this research is being done, and we can help share that information. But what we've learned here is that I think we need to step back in time a little bit and look at, you know, a different way to live, and that maybe losing the technology and losing the transportation accessibility and all these modern comforts that these people are all extremely happy, and that maybe that's not such a bad thing, and that losing some of those things and making those difficult decisions to cut back on those is possible.
Tourism is a huge industry in Fiji. There is a human footprint, though, that you don't see in the postcards. Are you seeing that firsthand, and what can be done about that?
Yeah, so the main tourism kind of hub is Denarau Island, and that used to be a mangrove location, and then they completely wiped all that out, and they put a golf course, and they put, you know, all these five-star resorts in there. And we're going to see that in the next couple of days and tour those facilities and see, you know, just how much water they're using, the plastic pollution. And then you think of all the CO2 of shipping all these tourists across the world to stay there for a week and then to put them back on a plane and come back. But what we see here is that for the most part, the Fijians are happy about that. You know, it gives them a chance to make a living. But we're also trying to expose the students to the other side of that, and that's ecotourism, so where the accommodations may not be as nice, but you're working directly with the local people, and you can see the difference in the beaches. They're much more clean, and then the reef health as well, that the fish populations in these ecotourism places are typically in better condition than these larger five-star resorts that when you think of four-star Fiji, that those are the places that you want to go to.
What do you and your students plan to do with your research after your trip? Will you be publishing a paper? Will there be any kind of a follow-up, any kind of long-term help maybe for the people of Fiji after this is over?
Yeah, so we're hoping that we'll be able to offer this program every year, and we can continue these relationships with these partners that we found here. And I think the biggest impact and difference that we have is just providing a small amount of financial support to these local villages that don't get students or tourists to coming to them just because they're so far away and they don't have those accommodations. So keeping those relationships with these smaller villages and working with them to produce new data sets and new research projects. And we're hoping that, you know, 3, 4, 5 years to come, we'll be able to then actually be able to produce some hard research, but at the same time, great educational opportunities for our students that come.
Alex Killian is a Michigan State University graduate student in the MSU Fisheries and Wildlife Program. He is co-directing an overseas study abroad program studying climate change in Fiji. This is the first student-led study abroad program that we know of in MSU's history. Alex, it sounds like an exciting adventure, a great time. Best of luck with your research, and try to get some nice beach time while you're in there, too.
I think we can do that. Thanks a lot, Kevin. I appreciate it.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.